The Coast Recital Society will be presenting Montreal cellist Eleanor Frey in concert on Sunday, November 6 at 2:30 p.m. at the Raven's Cry Theatre in Sechelt. Carolyn Mitchell, the Society's president, will host a pre-concert chat at 1:30 p.m. Eleanor Frey is an internationally renowned cellist, gambist and scholar with a particular passion for early cello music and its composers. In addition to earning degrees from the Mannes College of Music and the Juilliard School, she also received her Doctor of Music degree from McGill University. She is the recipient of a Fulbright Fellowship, which allowed her to study Baroque cello performance with Paolo Beschi in Como, Italy in 2015. For 3 years from 2019 to 2022, she was a visiting fellow at Lady Margaret Hall at Oxford University and completed a research residency at the Orpheus Institute in Ghent in 2022. Single tickets are $30, adults, with student tickets available for $10. Only cash payments are accepted at the door. A selection of CDs will be available for sale at the event. Browse to coastrecitalsociety.ca for more information and links to Eleanor Frey's website. Coming of age in Northern Ireland. The Sunshine Coast Film Society will present Belfast on Monday, November 7 at 7:30 p.m. at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse and on Saturday, November 12 at 2 p.m. at the Raven's Cry Theatre in Sechelt. Belfast is a movie straight from director Kenneth Branagh's own experience. This Oscar-winning film tells the story of a young boy, Buddy, growing up in a working-class family in late 1960s Northern Ireland. They try their best to cope with the emerging troubles, but with increasing turmoil around them, Buddy's father looks to move them elsewhere. The 9-year-old boy must chart a path towards adulthood through a world that has suddenly turned upside down. An excellent cast tells the story with stoic charm and humor. Belfast collected an Oscar for Best Screenplay, a nomination for Best Supporting Actress for Granny, Judi Dench, and features Van Morrison on the soundtrack. Film Society memberships and tickets can be purchased in cash at the door at both theaters and also in advance online at scfs.ca. A Dream of a Requiem. The entrancing Requiem by Maurice Durufle will be sung by the Suncoast Phoenix Community Choir on Saturday, November 12 in two performances, at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., at St. Hilda's Anglican Church in Sechelt. Under the direction of choirmaster Sarah Douglas, the occasion will be the first time the Durufle Requiem has been performed on the Sunshine Coast. The performances will feature guest soloists, pipe organ and strings. Tickets, $25, are on sale at Straight Music in Sechelt. Fool Me Twice. Last May's performance of Foolish Man returns to the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse for one performance only on November 20 at 2 p.m. The original performance played to a sold-out house. Producer and director Wanda Nowicki and assistant director Peter Hill felt it was important to remount the show as so many people missed it the last time due to rapidly exhausted ticket supplies. Nowicki and Hill also wanted more of the community to be exposed to King's music. Anyone who appreciates the craft of songwriting will appreciate the clever and unique material of David King, whose music ranges from pop, rock, and musical theater genres, as well as heartbreaking ballads. For audience members returning to see the show a second time, two new pieces have been added. David King passed away at home in Grantham's Landing in January 2021. The band consists of Boyd Norman, Ken Dalgliesh, Peter Hill, and Tim Enns. Performers include Wanda Nowicki, Peter Hill, Tara Blasco, Dave Hirschebeis, and King's nieces Tara Blasco, Amy and Emily King. Tickets, $25, are available online at https://bit.ly/foolishman-november20 or in person at Gibson's Florist or the One Flower One Leaf Gallery. Cash payments only at local outlets. Setting the Record Straight. Last week's arts and culture coverage of the 2022 Art Crawl incorrectly applied the name of Potter Pia Sillam's gallery as her surname. We regret the error, and urge travelers to visit her Geopia Gallery at 5474 Jervis Inlet Road in Earls Cove, or to browse her Winsome Clayworks online at piasillam.com.